This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Being green might not be easy, but at least it pays.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Unemployment in this country is fast approaching 10%. But a report out from the White House this morning says there will be bright spots. The Council of Economic Advisers reports green jobs and healthcare jobs are on the way. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Council of Economic Advisers report will say the biggest job gains in the next few years will be in environmental work and healthcare, outpacing fields like financial services. All this talk of next-gen jobs comes in the midst of a backlash against the administration's $787 billion in stimulus spending, which critics say hasn't stemmed the bloodletting in the labor market. Here's Republican Senator John Kyle yesterday on ABC's This Week.
The reality is it hasn't helped yet. Only about 6.8% of the money has actually been spent. What I proposed is after you complete the contracts that are already committed, the things that are in the pipeline, stop it.
The administration says canceling the stimulus now is exactly the wrong prescription. Today's report on new job growth will predictably back that up. It forecasts a rebound in manufacturing and construction jobs later this year as more stimulus money flows into the economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And our economy is still looking a little peaked this morning. Oil prices keep sliding on worries that global growth is slowing down. Crude costs about $60 a barrel this morning. At least we're getting some relief at the pump, though. The average price for a gallon of gas is now $2.56 a gallon. That's a dime cheaper than it was just 2 weeks ago. And that's contributing to a mixed morning for the markets. London's FTSE is up 0.4%. Germany's DAX is up 0.6%. A gloomy trading day in Asia, though. Tokyo's Nikkei lost 2.5%, its ninth straight loss. One bright spot for the Nikkei, news of a merger brewing between beverage giant Suntory and Kirin. The union would create one of the largest food and drink companies in the world. Shares of Kirin gained nearly 8% on the news.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
Swiss bank UBS is riding high this morning. U.S. regulators have been trying to force UBS to reveal the identities of 52,000 wealthy Americans suspected of using secret Swiss bank accounts to dodge taxes. UBS has refused to give out that information, and now there's a sign the Justice Department might be blinking. The trial was supposed to start today, but the Justice Department has asked that it be pushed back to allow more time for negotiations. UBS shares were up more than 1%. Spirits aren't so high in another part of Europe. London is hosting the Summer Olympic Games in 2012, and sponsors are in short supply. That could mean some pretty serious financial gymnastics for the city, as Christopher Worth reports.
The Canadian technology firm Nortel had signed a sponsorship deal for the London Olympics worth at least $64 million. But earlier this year, the company filed for bankruptcy, leaving it unable to fulfill its contract. Now, American technology company Cisco Systems is taking Nortel's place, but with one catch, they're only picking up about half the tab. Nigel Geach is with the research group Sports Marketing Surveys. He says the downturn is causing sponsors to make sure they're getting as much bang for their buck as possible, but
if you look at the figures, the actual total values of sponsorship hasn't changed, but of course, you know, a lot of the sponsorships are multi-year sponsorships, so we may get a change in the next couple of years where some of the sponsorships are coming to the end of their term and not renewing.
London hopes not, Right now, the city is running about $200 million short of its target of over $1 billion in sponsorship dollars. In London, this is Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
A $500 billion project is in the works for a group of German companies. They meet today in Munich to discuss what could be one of the world's largest renewable energy projects. Germany is already a world leader in solar energy, and the companies think they can cash in on that know-how, as Brett Neely reports.
Germany has become a solar power thanks to labs like the Helmholtz Center in Berlin. Researcher Stefan Gahl opens a large black box known as a sun simulator.
So you have an artificial sun above your sample.
Though German researchers lead the field, the country's often gloomy skies limit how much solar power can be produced here. The Berlin-based Desertec Foundation thinks it has the answer: solar power plants in the deserts of the Middle East and North Africa. The nonprofit says more than 15% of Europe's energy needs could be met using existing technology. Power would be sent to Europe via underwater cables. Desertec board member Max Schoen says this isn't just about clean and cheap electricity for Europe. It's also about helping the region develop.
This is a holistic concept. It's not only secure energy, it's not only climate change, it's also about migration, it's also about water, it's also about poverty.
Schoen says some of the electricity would power desalination plants in North Africa and the Middle East to make fresh water for the arid region. And he says the project would create well-paying jobs there to stop the brain drain of skilled workers going north to Europe. Today's conference is hosted by the insurance company Munich Re, which is worried climate change will hurt its business. Other companies signing on to the cooperation agreement include German powerhouses like Deutsche Bank and Siemens. Economist Claudia Kempfert says this is no short-term project.
It's not a project for the next 15 or 20 years. It's a project for 50 years, and that's a major difference to many other projects.
Despite the plan's grand scale, Kempfert says it's technically and economically feasible, even with the eye-popping $500 billion price tag over the next 40 years.
And it's not that large amount if we look at numbers for the financial crisis we are spending right now.
Desertec says the first solar facilities in North Africa could be operating within 10 years. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And this final note, looks like the curse continues for the Chicago Cubs. Word this morning, the baseball team may be declaring bankruptcy. The Tribune Company, which owns the Cubs, would use a bankruptcy to help speed up the sale of the baseball team. The Cubs haven't won a World Series in more than 100 years, but they're expected to fetch about $900 million. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.